Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Can I regale you with a baseball statistic before we begin our football discussion?
I would love it.
All right, so Shohei Ohtani hit his 50th home run last night. He has 50 home runs in back-to-back seasons. How many players in MLB history do you think have accomplished such a feat?
Three.
Oh, that is correct.
No way.
Well, since you got the first part right, do you want to try to guess the three? I mean, I already told you one.
I'll rest on my laurels.
Okay. Shohei Ohtani this season and last season. Alex Rodriguez in 2001 and 2002 with the Rangers. Okay. And then Babe Ruth in 1920 and 1921. And that's it.
Mickey Mantle didn't do it?
Nope.
Shocking.
Yeah, because I think Mickey Mantle ended up in the mid-40s and high-40s a couple of times.
Right.
Which probably preceded or followed like his 54 home run season.
And,
you know?
And Maris had the 61.
Yeah.
And that might have been it then, huh?
Exactly. So that's it. Just those three.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And that's in, I'm sorry, actually, I might have told that statistic incorrectly. I apologize for lying to everybody. Don't. In their first two seasons with their new team. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I was like, Griffey did it.
No, I'm sorry. I misstated the beginning of that. I apologize.
You forgot the asterisk. Huh?
Yeah, I was trying to do things out of context, which I know has been really popular the last week or so. So I apologize. In their first two seasons with their new
with
team.
With the team. Okay.
All right. Now, for the Cowboys, do you want to talk about CeeDee Lamb going to Saudi Arabia to play flag football next year?
Yeah, what's up with that, Mickey?
You're breaking news to me.
Oh! The Cowboys have granted CeeDee Lamb permission to participate in the Saudi Arabian flag football tournament that was probably already best known as the Tom Brady flag football tournament because he is going to play in said tournament.
In Saudi Arabia.
That's right. They got money, man.
What? And when is this going to take place?
It is going to be next year. I don't remember offhand what month it is next year.
Okay. All right.
One would assume a good bit outside of the football parameters. So, Saquon Barkley has been contacted, Christian McCaffrey, Sauce Gardner, like all these people have been reached out to because if Tom Brady's going to be in it, they want to make it a big deal.
And I bet they're getting paid well.
I have no doubt about that, good sir.
That would be the only way I'd go out there.
Yeah.
Somebody would have to pay me to go.
Oh, I'm with you, man. I'm for sale as well. So,
is it because of the long flight? Is that the?
I just don't trust going out in those places. Tell you the truth,
hey man, I trust. I made it this. And that's about it.
I made it this long. I don't need to take chances.
Okay, all right. Now we've heard rumblings that the Cowboys are going to be working out other offensive linemen, but I think the assumption is Brock Hoffman steps in because that's who played in overtime to replace Cooper Beebe. Does that sound right to you? And what kind of hopes or expectations are reasonable for Brock Hoffman?
Yeah, I always thought Brock Hoffman was a better center than he was a guard. I didn't think he, and this might sound weird, but I didn't think he was powerful enough at guard, but at center, I thought he was pretty good. And I thought he played well when he came in the game, and probably didn't have all that many snaps in practice, right? So yeah, I'm good with going there. And then the immediate backups will be TJ Bass and Trevor Keegan. And they had picked up Keegan off waivers after he got released at the end by Philadelphia. And so I think he's listed as an offensive tackle, but he has some center possibilities. So those would be the immediate backups. And that's always the problem when, you know, somebody gets hurt and you go, well, the backup's not bad. And then the question is, who's the backup to the backup?
Mm.
And then I see the Cowboys are going to sign Wesley French to the practice squad.
I love that name.
Wesley French.
Yeah, what a cool name.
So I think that's kind of how they're going to initially take care of that going forward. You know, Hoffman started 7 games last year replacing Zach Martin.
That's true.
Toward the end of the season. And I thought he played, you know, well enough for, you know, going in as a backup. So I think it's in pretty good hands.
Okay, and I guess that was going to be my question, because everybody talks about his competitive fire and ability to piss off the opponent. And I appreciate all of that. But also, like, are you good enough to play the position? I probably care about that more.
Yeah, and I think he is. I think, you know, the times I've seen him play center, and I'd have to go back and see, you know, how many games at center or how many games at guard. I don't know if I looked it up, but I just know from watching him and watching him, in practice or training camp, it seems like, you know, he's better off suited for center. So we'll see what happens. As long as you can get the snap there, and you don't have problems with that, and get it on time and all those things. I think from a talent standpoint, you know, as a backup,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows, or plan where your vinyl record collection would go. At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
I mean, at one point, he was actually competing for one of the, you know, competing for that job. So, we'll see where it goes. But that's kind of the plan right now. When I asked Schottenheimer, it's like, okay, who's the backup to the backup? And that was his answer.
You know, I think it's interesting you were talking about that, because I think Schottenheimer, I want to say he was on with Sean and RJ when he said this. He might have been somewhere else. But they were asking about whenever you have two quarterbacks that are really close. And he said, always go with the young player. If it's that close, he was like, if it's, you know, Dak Prescott, you're not going to have anything that close. But if it's like that, then you go with the young player. Is that why Beebe won? Then I know he wasn't the head coach at the time, but he was helping in the decision making. Is it because he was the younger player?
I think he all along, when they drafted him, the idea was this is going to be our starting center. And, you know, for a while there, it was like, okay, who's you know, we're going to let them compete and see what happens.
It was quotations. Right? Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, that's what was going to happen. And the first opportunity they got, it was like, okay, he's in. You know, it was sort of, last year, I didn't know if they thought Guyton was going to be the starter. I'm going to forget his name. This veteran backup got hurt. I got a Buka on my mind. What's the guy's name? I'm sorry.
Awesome was the other one. I can't remember.
Anyway, and they were saying, well, that we were really going to start him. But you know what? Before he got hurt, they were competing, and then they decided, okay, we're going with the young guy. You know, that's why we drafted him. He's going to be our starting left tackle. And he had growing pains, and I think, this last game he had a few more growing pains. And so, but that was a very good, I don't know if the Giants got enough credit for the guys they had on their defensive front.
Travis Frederick was like the main central hub of communication whenever he was playing center. Is Cooper Beebe that main central? He's making all the line shift calls? Or how much does Dak have to do with that now? How much is that still his responsibility?
I think he had a lot to do with it last year.
Okay.
I think this year Beebe was doing much more of it, and I heard Dak remark at some point in training camp that, yeah, he goes, Beebe doesn't have to check with me, or I trust him. He's got a better handle on making those calls at the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, he was moving right along, and, here you go. There's always something in the NFL, right?
Well, does that mean then that, like, do they trust Hoffman?
Do, just because he's somewhat of a veteran guy. I mean, what is it, third year, fourth year? I think that, if he needs help or needs correction, he'll do it. But I think he's capable of doing that.
Now, in the probably the least surprising news we'll hear in the NFL this week, about 12 minutes ago, the NFL announced that Brandon Aubrey was their NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
I kept checking on that this morning, and then I went down, and I bet they just did it when I came down.
Yes, it was like right at 11 o'clock.
Oh, see.
Why do you suppose they gave him this award?
I think maybe they
didn't
even
vote. I gave it to him Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I want to say I'm proud of your website, and I think that Nick Eatman already had this story written, because the NFL announced it at 11 a.m.
And we
Nick
posted
Eatman
it?
Posted at 11 a.m.
I've seen Nick
that
write.
Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah, right.
Because, I mean, like, but this seems like a no-brainer, whether it was going 4-for-4, probably more importantly, the 64-yarder to tie the game, and then also the game winner. This feels like surely one of the most overwhelming cases to be Special Teams Player of the Week.
I was ready to name him Special Teams Player of the Month.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, he is.
Who's going to do something more than what he did in one game for the rest of the month? Right?
Yeah, that is... It's pretty
dang
impressive.
It was incredible. I mean, just the poise, I get the distance part, but what was on the line, both kicks, to go out there and execute that, what everybody yelling and screaming?
Yeah.
In tennis, they would have held up the match. Too much noise. I can't serve.
Right.
And this guy's got to kick a ball 64 yards.
Does that make you kind of think that tennis players are soft?
Yes, they are. What was the match at the U.S. Open? It got delayed and because the people were booing something.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that call?
Yeah.
And the guy just stood there and kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm going, hey, dude, the ball's not moving when you toss it, right? Go try to hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball with 40,000 people screaming. Give me a break.
Do you think you'd be able to write more effectively if we were like standing over your shoulder, kind of booing you or cheering you on? Do you think you'd be like, I'll show them. This would be the best damn article I've ever written.
You don't know some of the circumstances I've had to write articles under.
I could see that.
And, go courtside at a basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's yelling and screaming. And I had a funny one happen early in my career. I was courtside, the game was over, and I was writing a story, and I think it was I was at South Carolina, so Columbia, South Carolina. Oh, I know what it was. It was Dave Bliss's first game, or not first game, first year coaching Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Right. And they were really bad. And I was writing how they were overwhelmed by South Carolina. And then next thing I know, he's standing over my shoulder reading it.
Oh!
And he goes, "Boy, ain't that the truth." And I said, "Oh, thank God."
And then you didn't realize how right you were about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I said, "Well, now I got confirmation of my opinion, right?"
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, ain't that the truth? I like that. All right, thank you very much, Mickey. I will come back tomorrow with a more straightforward baseball statistic and not mess up the wording of it.
And we'll get on to the Bears.
The Bears. All right, thank you very much, good sir.
Sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.